Well, my career began in the 80s. It was about 1985, and I was in Minor Pools and came across a poached rhino. And this shocked me immensely. And I went to the national parks and I said to them, okay, so what are you guys doing about rhino? And they said, well, there's no funds. So I was lying in my bath the one day, and I told people it was like a little fairy talking to me. And they said, why don't you go on a bicycle ride from UK to Zimbabwe? And I said, no, get away. That's absolutely crazy. And eventually decided, yeah, okay, let's take up that idea, and started working on it. And then bumped into a colleague of mine, Julie Edwards, and we started working on this together. So we set off in a cargo plane. Then we had Afriterre with a bunch of flowers, so we didn't even have a seat. And just this vision. And I always like to think that our sponsorship came from a tree, because it was a poster on a tree that attracted our main sponsor to come and listen to one of the talks. Yeah, we managed to raise some sponsorship and set off from Glasgow in the UK, and cycled through the UK, then on to Scandinavia, down through Europe, and crossed over from Italy into Egypt. So we went down the Nile, then caught the train back and went down the coastal route. And it was going along the coastal route, the one night I remember camping near the beach, and we woke up in the morning and it says, beware of landmines. And then we crossed the Nubian Desert, and that was tough. I mean, I think physically that was the hardest part. Reached Khartoum in 4 days. We had vultures, Egyptian vultures, following us, waiting for us to keel over and die, I think, so they could have some food. And we passed camel carcasses along the way. But it was, yeah, it was awesome, in fact, because all you could hear at times was just the swishing of your bicycle wheels and just this immense openness.
Yeah.
And we decided, actually, on the one day to go topless, because there was no one around. Topless in the desert. I mean, that was awesome. Such a sense of freedom. Yeah. And then from there, we went to Kenya. So we raised funds for the rhino in Kenya by doing an extra ride around Mount Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did Kenya, Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, and crossed over the Victoria Falls. We were home. And yeah, again, it was amazing, because we didn't expect a welcome that we received. And on either sides of the river, from the bridge right to Makaza Sun, which is now Kingdom Hotel,
yes,
there was just kids, there was companies, there was individuals, flags, posters, some people were dressed up, and Amai Chitepo, who was the Minister of Environment and Tourism, what a wonderful lady, and I'll never forget her standing up and saying, oh, this is the first time she felt black and white people coming together as one.
Oh, wow.
And for me, that was huge, because we had really achieved a huge amount for our country, Zimbabwe.